Hi, I'm Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. Before we get to Bill Littlefield's commentary for this week, here's a sampling of what's coming up on this weekend's show. Earlier this year, we told you about a youth baseball team that struck a blow against racial prejudice in the 1930s. This weekend, Bill has a fascinating modern-day update on that story. Plus, sports writer and regular OAG guest Mike Tanier joins us to talk some football and discuss his book, A Good Walkthrough Spoiled. And Only a Game's Karen Given has a story about this. We'll also talk some golf. Tiger Woods has 14 career wins in golf's major championships. It was once a foregone conclusion that he'd pass Jack Nicklaus's record of 17. Now it looks like it might never happen. Sports on Earth's Chuck Culpepper says that's not a failure for Woods. He'll join us to discuss how we view sports success. And Tiger's also the subject of Bill's commentary this week. Woods was forced to withdraw from the Bridgestone Invitational on Sunday with back spasms. That has Bill wondering about the consequences of this latest setback.
Once like a tiger burning bright, as William Blake has said, the tiger with a driver left the other guys for dead, or not for dead precisely, though he wouldn't let them win. They all were making money, for the racket they were in was riding Tiger's tail into a stratosphere of sorts, and golf, all thanks to Tiger, was among the kings of sports. But time and tide and aching backs, alas, will have their way, and what for weekend golfers can remain a kind of play is work for a professional, and grinding work at that, and swinging often from the heels sends pain up toward your hat, and aching knees contribute to a golfer's fate as well, and feet that do not hurt are rare as icicles in hell. You get the point. It's true of champs. It's true as well of bums. The biggest winners fade away, as do those chasing crumbs. Yup, Shakespeare mentioned long ago that golden tigers must, like chimney sweeps and hopeless duffers, finally come to dust. I may not quite have put it then as Shakespeare did, but still, I'm sure you will forgive my taking liberties with Will. And if that time has come for Tiger Woods, well, so it goes, and up and down golf's ladder, from the hackers to the pros, there will, I'm sure, be consequences dire, bleak, and grim, for as he tumbles, Tiger's taking golf with falling him. But dust's a little grisly. Tiger Woods is far from dead. He may not pass Jack Nicklaus. He may have to be instead among the greatest golfers, if not lonely at the top. And this is only if, in fact, he finds he has to stop. But if his time for winning majors has run out at last, is being almost at the top of something rich and vast as golfing's happy history so bad when all is done? I think it's not, and Tiger's doubtless had a lot of fun being Tiger while the good times rolled one bright day in another. For once he had it all, and as they say, that beats the other.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week we publish the text and audio there, and we're sharing great sports content all week on Twitter and Facebook. Our handle is @onlyagamenpr. Thanks for listening.